esa morena que se llama Rosa, mueve la cintura con sabrosura, esa morena si es candela pura, mira la cadera como lo menea, esa morena si lo contonea, su linda figura como me embeleza, esa morena si tiene belleza, con su movimiento a mí me inquieta tanto, esa morena es todo.
From 8 till noon for Saturday's Edge with your host Steve Edge, as he guides you on a journey to world and roots music. With African, Latin, and European music in the first half, followed by Celtic, blues, songwriters, and Cajun in the second half.
Join me, Audrey, for Tea Dreamy every Sunday from 6 p.m. till 7 p.m., Greg Araki's Fever Dream. Tune in for shoegaze, synths, and some lo-fi sweetness.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam speaking Musqueam people.
Nisiam, Nisiaya, Thikum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiam, Nisiaya, and the Skakuya, Talit, Sin, Ho Musqueam, Mustail.
Tu beso se hizo calor, luego el calor, movimiento. Luego gota de sudor que se hizo vapor, luego viento que en un rincón de La Rioja movió el aspa de un molino mientras se pisaba el vino que bebió tu boca roja en la mía, la copa que gira en mi mano y mientras el vino caía supe que de algún lejano rincón de otra galaxia el amor que me darías transformado volvería un día a darte las gracias. Cada uno da lo que recibe, luego recibe lo que da. Nada es más simple, no hay otra norma. Nada se pierde, todo se transforma. Todo se transforma. Que pagué yo con aquel euro italiano que había estado en un vagón antes de estar en mi mano y antes de eso en Torino y antes de Torino en Prato donde hicieron mi zapato sobre el que caería el vino, zapato que en unas horas buscaré bajo tu cama con las luces de la aurora junto a tus sandalias planas que compraste aquella vez Salvador de Bahía, donde a otro diste el amor que hoy yo te devolvería. Cada uno da lo que recibe, luego recibe lo que da. Nada es más simple, no hay otra norma. Nada se pierde, todo se transforma. Todo se transforma. Todo se transforma. Todo se transforma. Supe que de algún lejano rincón de otra galaxia el amor que me darías transformado volvería un día a darte las gracias. Porque cada uno da lo que recibe, luego recibe lo que da. Nada es más simple, no hay otra norma. Nada se pierde, todo se transforma. Nada se pierde, todo se transforma. Nada se pierde, todo se transforma.
todo se transforma.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the ancestral, unceded, and traditional Musqueam territories. That was Todo Se Transforma by Jorge Drexler, an important name today because we're doing a spotlight.
Yeah, we are.
Yes, we are. Welcome to Viva Perú.
El ungüento para el alma.
The ointment for the soul.
The ointment for the soul.
My name is DJ D-Rod, and I'm in the wonderful, beautiful, amazing, magnetic presence of my favorite DJ.
I thought you were describing the studio for a second. Oh, I was like, oh, that's a green wing.
It's you.
It's me.
It's you, DJ Bruja.
Thank you, DJ D-Rod. Bienvenidos, gente linda, to Viva Perú, el ungüento para el alma here at CITR 101.9 FM. It is such a wonderful pleasure to be next to my co-host, my colleague, my wonderful friend, my sister, DJ D-Rod.
Oh, thank you, DJ.
Thank you for, you know, staying with us. We didn't have an episode two weeks ago, but here we are, we're back with a brand new episode of Viva Perú, el ungüento para el alma,
episode
72. Crazy.
So if you ever miss us, you can go to our archive of episodes at citr.ca/Viva Perú and listen to past episodes.
Please do let us know if you have a favorite, if you have something that you would like us to do a second part to, parts to. We have a bunch of not only genres, but other spotlights of other artists. If you ever want us to do a spotlight of your favorite artist, please do send it our way. We have an Instagram. You can also find our link tree.
Yes.
And you'll find all of the good stuff there where you can find more info and also some resources as well.
Mm-hmm.
So make sure you check that out. But yes, today it is a wonderful spotlight on Jorge Drexler.
Guitar
Uruguayan
whisperer.
Uruguayan legend. Guitar
poet.
Whisperer.
Uruguayan. Yeah, guitar whisperer, poet, and doctor.
Doctor, and yes. Doctor. And doctor. We'll discuss more about that coming soon.
Yes.
But yes, we decided to do this episode to kind of take a look at his music, his art, his presence, and we couldn't be more excited. But before we get into that, we do have a very, very important announcement. At 5 p.m. PST right now, the UBC encampment for Gaza, for Palestine, has asked for presence of peoples out there. If you are at the UBC campus, if you are out there nearby, make sure that you go to support. They do need as many bodies as possible for for them to be able to resist and for us to be able to provide protection for them as well.
Mm-hmm.
We protect each other. So if you are out there, please make sure you check them out. I believe they have an Instagram page.
Yes, their Instagram page is People's University of BC, and you can also find updates there and the donations that they're looking for right now, which mostly are rain ponchos and I think food. They said they're okay with food right now, but yeah, check out all the donations that are needed.
Yeah.
And most importantly, if you can show up and stick around, that's what they need the most now.
Yeah.
And yeah, we support them. We say power to the students who are over there.
Yes.
And hoping that UBC listens to the demands of its own students.
Exactly. And in their Instagram page, there's also resources that you can not only read, but sign petitions and write emails to administration and to certain UBC officials and authorities so that their petition and our petition can be heard. So make sure you check those out as well.
Yes.
And so should we get started with Viva Jorge Drexler?
Yes! Oh my God, we're gonna begin. And it's an exciting playlist because we're playing from different albums of his trajectory as a musician. And we are going to begin with one of DJ Bruja's favorites, Frontera.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I love this song.
Why do you love this song so much, DJ Bruja?
Listen, I think as someone who grew up in a country that had a huge, like, border with Brazil, I can see how much influence, like, of course, you know, Hispanics have given to Brazil, but also, like, Portuguese and Brazilian people have also given us, like, in terms of language, like Portuguese, I mean. And so I like that this song is that that way of, like, showing that, like, mixture of, because, you know, Uruguay also has a border with Brazil. So I think it's, like, one of the awesome ways of showing, like, yes, you know, like, who are we? What is this, like, so-called border? Like, yes. we're people, you know? So I think it's really cool because of that. We're going to listen to Un Lugar en Tu Almohada after, from By Ben. And that one is also, oh my God, it's incredible. I hope you like it.
That's so romantic too. Un Lugar en Tu Almohada.
And the lyrics are beautiful.
The lyrics. We'll talk about his wayward words later on. But after Un Lugar en Tu Almohada, we're gonna play Horas from Carabé, and that's a live version.
Yes, because the studio version is also incredible. Make sure you check it out. But the live version, I find so intimate, so beautiful. And we hope you enjoy.
Yes, here for the applause, plus, plus. That's why Carabé live music.
And thank you so much for tuning in to Viva Porú, el ungüento para el alma, in this wonderful Jorge Drexler special.
Yo no sé de dónde soy, mi casa está en la frontera. Yo no sé de dónde soy, mi casa está en la frontera. Y las fronteras se mueven como las banderas.
Y las fronteras se mueven como las banderas.
Mi patria es un rinconcito, el canto de una cigarra. Mi patria es un rinconcito, el canto de una cigarra. Los dos primeros acordes que yo supe en la guitarra.
Los dos primeros acordes.
Soy hijo de un forastero y de una estrella del alba. Que si hay amor, me dijeron. Que si hay amor, me dijeron. Toda distancia se salva.
Oh, 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 oh. Oh, 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 oh.
No tengo muchas verdades, prefiero no dar consejos. No tengo muchas verdades, prefiero no dar consejos. Cada cual por su camino, que igual va a aprender de viejo.
Cada cual por su camino, que igual va a aprender de viejo.
El mundo está como está, por causa de las certezas. El mundo está como está, por causa de las certezas. La guerra y la vanidad comen en la misma mesa.
La guerra y la vanidad en la misma mesa.
Soy hijo de un desterrado y de una flor de la tierra. Y de chico me enseñaron pocas cosas que sé del amor y de la guerra. Soy hijo de un forastero y de una estrella del alba. Que si hay amor, me dijeron. Que si hay amor, me dijeron. Toda distancia se salva.
Oh, 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 oh.
Mi casa está en la frontera.
Oh, 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 oh.
Mi casa está en la frontera.
Oh, 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 oh.
Mi casa está en la frontera.
Oh, 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 oh.
Mi casa está en la frontera.
Oh,
yo no sé de dónde soy, mi casa está en la frontera.
Oh,
yo no sé de dónde.
casa está en la frontera. Yo no sé dónde soy, mi casa está en la frontera. Yo no sé dónde soy, mi casa está en la frontera. Yo no sé dónde soy, mi casa está en la frontera. Yo no sé dónde soy, mi casa está en la frontera. Yo no sé dónde soy, mi casa está en la frontera.
Hazme un lugar en tu almohada, junto a tu pecho me calmaré. Hazme un lugar en tu almohada, para que duermas te cantaré. Hazme un lugar en tu almohada, junto a tu pecho descansaré. Hazme un lugar en tu almohada, para que duermas yo te cantaré. Una canción de cuna, un valsecito de Tacuarembó, te irá llevando en una nube. Si no me duermo antes yo, hay un rincón de tu pelo en el que yo me perfumaré. Hay un rincón de tu pelo sobre la almohada esperándome. Hay un rincón de tu pelo en el que me perfumaré. Hay un rincón de tu pelo sobre la almohada esperándome. Una cascada azul como la sombra de un jacarandá, me iré acercando a tu mejilla para escucharte respirar. Oh. Hazme un lugar en tu almohada, junto a tu pecho me calmaré. Hazme un lugar en tu almohada, para que duermas yo te cantaré. Hazme un lugar en tu almohada, junto a tu pecho descansaré. Hazme un lugar en tu almohada, para que duermas yo te cantaré. Una canción de cuna, un valsecito de Tacuarembó, te irá llevando en una nube. Si no me duermo antes yo, te irá llevando en una nube. Si no me duermo antes yo, te irá llevando en una nube. Si no me duermo antes yo.
No queríamos dormirnos, queríamos comer el mundo. No queríamos dejar de estar a solas ni un segundo. Ida y vuelta de la cama a la alfombra voladora. Nos bastaba con dejar pasar las horas. Como dos computadoras, horas, horas, meta echar carbón en la locomotora, recorriendo aquel Edén de solo 2 metros cuadrados. ¿Qué será de aquel colchón tan maltratado? Allá íbamos tú y yo, llevados por el remolino, nos dejábamos caer, caer hacia el destino. Horas, horas, colgadas. queríamos dormir, nos queríamos comer a besos. No queríamos dejar de cometer ni un solo exceso. Nos venía a saludar en el balcón la luna llena. Nos bastaba con dejar morir la pena. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, 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 oh. Horas colgados como dos computadoras. Horas tururiraru.
Welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded ancestral and traditional Musqueam territories, and you're listening to Viva Porú, el ungüento para el alma. Viva Porú, your favorite show, the ointment for the soul.
Your favorite ointment.
I'm DJ Bruja, right here with me, the one and only DJ D-Rod.
Welcome back, everybody. Have you been enjoying our Jorge Drexler special?
We hope you do.
We hope you do. I think it's a good special to have on a cloudy, rainy day like it is. Here where we are, and just doing some laundry, drinking cafecito.
I was gonna say, listen, like whenever I have to do a menial task, a task that I've been avoiding the whole week, like folding clothes or whatever it is, like doing laundry, I know that Jorge Drexler's got my back, because I'm like, okay, listen, I'm just gonna play some Jorge Drexler, I'm gonna get it done, it's gonna be okay. I feel he has the same kind of magic as Natalia Lafourcade, that like their voices are such a hug, such a like warm embrace.
Apapachos.
Un apapacho. Apapachos. Literally.
Oh yeah, caricias and really hug you, embrace you when you need it.
Yeah, so. Yeah, definitely. So thank you for that, Jorge Drexler. And yeah, you tuned in into our Viva Porú Spotlight Jorge Drexler special.
Woo!
Listen, he is from Uruguay. He is an all-around artist, not only musician, lyricist, composer, producer, but he's also an actor.
He's also an actor.
He has won an award in Los Premios Sur de Argentina for like upcoming actor, best actor.
Actor revelación.
Yeah. And you know what? I find it so awesome because he is also a doctor. We mentioned this in the past, but yeah, his parents and grandparents were also doctors.
And were they all specializing on ENT?
Yeah.
Otorrinolaringologia.
I'm so sorry, I won't be able to say that in English.
Yes.
Because it's also so hard. But ENT, ear, throat, and nose. Ear, nose, and throat.
Ear, nose, and throat. Whichever way you know it can be throat, nose, ears. Well, probably doctors will say, no, you cannot just mix and match.
It's not a mix and match situation.
Not a mix and match situation.
But yeah, you're right. He is an ENT. And fun fact, he actually started producing editing his first album, La Luz Que Sabe Robar, as he was graduating from med school.
Imagine being in the middle of graduating from med school while also producing an amazing album of music and editing the whole thing.
Like,
superhuman.
And, you know, I think it's awesome because he is super talented in terms of, like, you know, musically his songs are super rich and, you know, super, like, complex and beautiful. But I think, you know, his lyrics are also insane. Like you say, he truly is a poet.
truly is a poet and trovador, I would say.
Yeah, yeah.
Also telling stories.
Exactly.
And not only creating beautiful scenes and combinations of words, but also telling stories.
Exactly.
And talking about history.
And, you know, describing things so beautifully, so magically. And things that, you know, can be tough. Like, for example, when you talk about war, when you talk about, like, politics or whatever it is, like, topics that you wouldn't think can be described the way that he does. And he finds a way to make it understandable, to make it relatable, but also to make you see that there's a different story to certain, you know, aspects of those topics that mm-hmm. can be tough to talk about, or, you know. So I think it's super cool. And because of that, he has been truly recognized. He is the artist with the most Latin Grammys.
Galardonado.
Yeah,
galardonado. Yeah, yes. Yeah, there's
he has picture. An Oscar as well for Al Otro Lado del Rio that he won in 2005. And yeah, a bunch of other, like a Premio Goya and a lot of other really cool recognitions mm-hmm. from universities in terms of, you know, reconocimientos literarios and things like that.
That's
which I think
right.
is so cool. Yeah.
I also think that who he is comes from his approach to music. Maybe it's informed by his formation as a doctor. You know, in certain songs, even in the last album, Tinta y Tiempo, which we'll talk a little bit more about upcoming. But his first song is about, like, a cell tired of dividing by itself, or, you know,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
things that...
Having to invite otro ADN,
yes.
like external DNA to not feel as lonely or things like that.
Yes.
Definitely. And, you know, I like that a lot because I went to school for science and I always felt such a huge divide, you know, between like art and science, when in actuality, both of them are so much closer than you would think. Like, mm-hmm. and I think that if you look at things from a like multidisciplinary like way, things do make a lot more sense when you think of like science as an art or, mm-hmm. you know, art as science as
yes.
well. So, yeah. And I think Jorge Drexler 100%
gets
that, yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
And uses that too, like, and on his favor, you know, like he knows how
exactly.
to.
Yeah. And also, how cool is that? Yeah, let's say he's at a Grammys and someone's choking and someone's like, "Hey, a doctor," and he's like,
"Wait,
hold
my Grammy,
yeah.
hold my Grammy."
Literally, wow. like that. Hold my poodle,
hold
my
Grammy.
Yeah, no, he's incredible. He's
yes.
honestly really, really cool.
He also really has that vibe of caretaking. And just and what we're saying about science and art and music, hey. How
exactly.
What a great example of math and emotions together. Right? Like,
exactly.
Wow.
Yeah, for sure. So we do have a few more songs coming up. We actually have two more segments for you, so don't worry. There's a lot of Jorge Drexler's music coming up. We are going to start with...
Inoportuna.
Ooh, the lyrics of this one is something else.
Whoa.
They're so beautiful. And then we're going to listen to Salva Pantallas.
Salva Pantallas. It's one of my favorites.
What a beautiful song. And after that, we're going to finish the segment with...
Telefonía.
And pay attention for the like play between technology and also the analogy of like love or like feelings or things like that. I think that play is so cool.
Cool. Yes, yeah, thanks right? for that hint. Thanks for that hint, DJ Bruja.
You're
and I
welcome.
Think we made a good choice having Salva Pantallas and Telefonía.
So, yes, thank you so much for tuning in to Viva por un ungüento para el alma. This is Inoportuna.
¿Quién no lo sepa ya lo aprenderá. Deprisa, la vida no para, no espera, no avisa. Tantos planes, vueltos espuma. Tú, por ejemplo, tan a tiempo, tan inoportuna. Inoportuna. Eran más bien los días de arriar las velas. Toda señal a mi alrededor decía cautela. Cuánta estrategia incumplida aquella noche sin luna. Tú, por ejemplo, tan bienvenida y tan inoportuna. Inoportuna. Ahora, si todo alrededor te está gritando sin demora, sin demora. Lo sepa ya lo aprenderá. Deprisa, la vida no para, no espera, no avisa. Tantos planes, vueltos espuma. Tú, por ejemplo, tan a tiempo y tan inoportuna. Oh, tan a tiempo y tan.
Salva pantalla. viva la telefonía en todas sus variantes. Pensando estaba que te me escabullías cuando vi tu nombre en la llamada entrante. Bendita cada onda, cada cable, bendita radiación de las antenas. Mientras sea tu voz la que me hable, como me hablaste hace un minuto apenas. Te quiero, te querré, te quise siempre, desde antes de saber que te quería. Te dejo este mensaje simplemente para repetirte algo que yo sé que vos sabías. Perdonen que insista en elogiar las telecomunicaciones, aunque todos creen que han inventado algo y siguen siendo las mismas las canciones. Benditos los rollos de papiro, benditas servilletas de los bares que han guardado idénticos suspiros desde el cantar de los cantares. Te quiero, te querré, te quise siempre, desde antes de saber que te quería. Te dejo este mensaje simplemente para repetirte algo que yo sé que vos sabías. Noches en vela, nombres en clave, cuántos secretos, versos galantes, mil confesiones delirantes. Pasan milenios, cambian los nombres de los amantes, cambia el atuendo, pero el mensaje sigue siendo. Te querré, te quise siempre, desde antes de saber que te quería. Te dejo este mensaje simplemente para repetirte algo que yo sé que vos sabías. Te dejo este mensaje simplemente para repetirte algo que yo sé que vos sabías.
Welcome back to Viva Porú, the ointment for the soul. Viva Porú, el ungüento para el alma. That was Telefonía by the one, the only, Jorge Drexler, on this special spotlight on his trajectory and his poetry and music.
Yeah. Thank you so much for tuning in to Viva por un ungüento para el alma. Your favorite DJs, DJ D-Rod and DJ Bruja on the house. listen, we are wanting to do more spotlight episodes of your favorite artists, of artists that you think deserve a full episode. We've done Rawayana, we've done
Julio Jaramillo,
and we're planning on maybe doing a Mon Laferte one.
Mon Laferte.
Oh my goodness.
It's coming up.
So, yeah, and we also do have some great episodes planned for the summer. We're going to confirm with you our scheduling. But yeah, we do want to bring some live music and some guests here in the studio for you to enjoy. So stay tuned. Make sure you follow us on Instagram if you are on that app. Otherwise, make sure you check out our link tree and we'd be more than happy to share updates with you. But more.
Se vienen cositas. We've mentioned that this is our fifth year anniversary.
Yeah,
of doing
this
Viva
year.
Porú.
Oh my goodness.
And what we're planning. What a time. How come we're here already?
What?
5 years of Viva Porú.
Yeah.
72 episodes to this day.
To this day.
We'll see how many we have for our celebration.
Yes,
when we do, we know.
We are planning on also hosting a little bit of a celebration to commemorate our 5 years at CITR. So stay tuned for that too. It will happen.
It will happen. It will happen sometime in the summer. We are so happy to be here together,
yeah,
doing Jorge Drexler special. We've talked about some of his accolades as an amazing artist, but we wanted to talk a little bit about the other musicians that have been part of his career. And we were just reading an article that the headline read something like Drexler connecting generations, genres, and continents.
And continents, yeah.
And
conectando géneros, continentes y generaciones. And honestly, it really is, because we just had this conversation before the start of the show. He is such a master at kind of appreciating and loving and bringing música folclórica into the spotlight and kind of giving it a twist of contemporáneo, of like bringing it to the new age and making it sort
his
of
own thing.
Yeah, his own genre. Because we were looking at, you know, how do we describe Jorge Drexler's genre? And it is such a unique thing. It is a blend of course, his history, his journey, his family.
Latin rhythm.
Exactly. But more than anything, you know, a lot of música folk, Uruguaya, Hispana, Brasileña.
Bossa.
Mm-hmm. But also, you know, giving it that like new pop or rock or alternative twist, which I think is something that I haven't seen.
Mm-hmm. And also the poetic richness of the lyrics and even the melodies.
Exactly.
And I think it's a characteristics of the artists that we've shed a spotlight on, that we really always talk about how they are their own genre, or they yeah, add their own essence to the mixes that they're making. And yeah, and especially Jorge Drexler, I think each album he approaches differently.
Yeah.
And chooses to highlight one thing over the other, or many things.
Yeah.
But yeah, Tinta y Tiempo is the last one,
yeah,
that he put out. But we were talking about his last single too, Derrumbe.
It's awesome. Make sure you check it out. I think, you know, I'm super excited for what he's going to bring soon. And again, I always find so much pleasure going back to the older albums and the older music, because his music is incredible. And of course, you know, it has, I think, gone through a transition, like it has evolved in some way, but it has never lost that Drexler essence, which I think makes it so, so special. Like, for example, we were talking about the collaborations that he has done with C. Tangana, a Spanish legend as well, like artist. And in he managed to bring such an incredible and eclectic like blend of his sounds with C. Tangana to make this incredible like mix of the two without ever leaving the essence of Drexler behind. Mm-hmm. And in the words of RuPaul, like, you have to like kind of build this brand for yourself, like build up your name and make sure that everything that you kind of create, everything that you kind of touch has that attached to it, right? Because I think it's what makes you and what makes your art, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And how so many people come to appreciate it and get to know it. And so I think it's awesome.
And you know, always have it taking that risk of collaborating with an artist that, I mean, I don't know how it was for Jorge Drexler and C. Tangana, how they got involved. I mean, I know that Jorge Drexler spends a lot of time in Madrid. I probably lives there, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I wouldn't have pictured them or imagined them together in a song.
Yeah.
And now they've done two together.
Yeah.
And there's like new facets of Jorge Drexler that are being highlighted in those collaborations with C. Tangana.
Yeah.
Same with C. Tangana. Yeah.
And it's cool that, you know, despite the, like, for example, age difference, the generational difference, is I appreciate it so much when, you know, like, artists that have gone through this for a while now, like their career started a while ago, are like willing to open up their minds and kind of like collaborate with younger artists that, you know, are kind of just starting their career or just like trying to kind of build their art platform. And I think that's something that Jorge Drexler, or for example, J. Cole, I always think of that, because it's like it's cool, you know, it's so nice to be able to open up your mind and be like, hey, you know, I like that.
Yes.
This person is doing this, and so let me try and add my own twist to it. And I think it's really dope. So we do have a bunch of more songs coming up.
Yeah,
and I know you mentioned Caetano Veloso, like, yes. So Jorge Drexler was actually discovered by Joaquin Sabina. And he, I think that's one of the reasons why he ended up, you know, going to Spain and like kind of blowing up in Spain. But it's cool because, yes, one of like his first gigs were to ser telonero, open up for Caetano Veloso, Sabina as well. So I think it's like one of those like, hey, you know, opening up paths for other artists as well, which is
the connector, connector of generations that we were mentioning.
Yeah.
And yeah, this is the first song that we're going to play. We have our last segment now coming up. Well, before we go on our last segment, we did not. A cool llama fact.
No cool llama fact of the week. But hey, you have homework.
You
have a cool llama fact, please do send it our way.
The thing is, we've run out of many. Imagine 72 episodes.
72 cool llama facts.
So we don't want to. We can always repeat some, but we know that there are more out there. Maybe we just need to dig deeper into our llama research.
Exactly.
Which we'll do.
Point us in the right direction.
Point
if
us
you
in
ever
the right
come
direction.
Across an article about llamas, send it our way.
Yes.
But don't worry, we'll bring you an extra cool llama fact maybe next week.
We will.
to make up.
Next episode, you'll have an extra cool llama fact that we're going to have to dig out of a book.
Exactly.
You know, we won't be able to find.
We'll go to the library.
We'll go to the library. That's remember when we once borrowed a book and we got so many facts there in books that we didn't find on the internet.
Online. Yeah. Or it wasn't as easy to find online.
Yes.
So don't worry. An extra
cool
llama
fact is
will
coming up. And we did want to mention that today, May 5th, across Canada nationally, the Red Dress Day is commemorated. And it observes the missing and murdered Indigenous women and Two-Spirit in the Two-Spirit humans in this country. We urge you to get informed. And if you look up Red Dress Day, I know that there's an email template on amnesty.ca that you can take a look at, fill out, and email your representatives, and just get more information about this specific day and the fact that there's a lot of missing and murdered Indigenous women and Two-Spirit people in this country, and there needs to be justice
and there needs to be a change.
A change
and support to that community, because you know, clearly other like government and politics have not supported, and so it is, I think, our turn to support and provide that support. So yes, make sure you check it out, make sure you give them a follow, and again, there's a lot of resources out there for you to get informed and for you to get hands-on into it. And I wanted to say, before we move into the music, my dad just sent me a cool llama fact. Rodrigo!
Oh my God, Rodrigo! Thank you so much for the live...
For saving the cool llama fact segment of the day.
Real-time savior.
Yeah,
you know, like real-time.
Apparently, my dad saw in a show that llamas like mirrors. Like, they get very curious towards mirrors. So, again, we don't have all the details, but maybe Google llamas and mirrors.
I'm going to get home and Google that.
That'll be the homework.
I think this was the extra
cool llama fact.
Cool llama fact. And we can do a follow-up.
Yeah, we'll do a follow-up next week to bring you details on it.
Details on it. But thank you, Rodrigo. You're a real one.
Yeah.
You are the MVP of Viva Peru. We appreciate you so much. And we cannot wait to have you back in the studio.
Yes.
When you visit.
Thank you, Rodri, Padrecito. And yeah, should we move into our final segment of Jorge Drexler Magic here at Viva Peru?
We should.
We're going to get started with Pongamos que hablo de Martínez.
And that is a song dedicated to Joaquín Sabina, who we just mentioned was the person who discovered Jorge Drexler and a mentor and a friend.
Exactly.
And it's a beautiful song.
We're going to then listen to Amor al Arte. This one is from the newest album, and it is incredible. It's legendary. Make sure you pay attention to the lyrics because they're beautiful. And then we're going to finish with Tocarte by Jorge Drexler and Zetangana featuring Zetangana. So, we hope you really enjoyed this episode as much as we enjoyed making it. And we thank you so much for tuning in. Stay tuned to our Instagram and some updates regarding scheduling, but that's coming up so soon.
So soon. And you know what's coming up so soon too? To Dreamy.
Yeah,
so stay tuned. We love you. Have a great rest of your Sunday. And here we go with Pongamos que hablo de Martínez.
Uy,
oye, qué hermoso, mi amor.
Fuimos cerrando uno a uno cuatro bares. Montevideo ya hacía rato amanecía. Vos me augurabas oropeles y ultramares. Y al regresar del baño, ¿quién no te creería? Desorientado y confundiendo vocaciones, yo estaba preso en mi alegría diletante. Me fui a Madrid con mi guitarra y mis canciones, haciendo caso a tu consejo delirante. Y hoy que pasaron 22 diciembre ya, de aquella noche loca que selló mi suerte, esta canción más vale tarde que jamás. La escribo para agradecerte. Y aunque sé bien que con tu empaque de ala triste te da pudor la confesión de borrachera, creo que sabes que el regalo que me hiciste me cambió la vida entera. Más de lo que te lo cuento, te veo mucho menos de lo que quisiera, y como yo, una jauría de sedientos que fuiste recogiendo por la carretera. Te debo la milonga del moro judío y otra turné por el Madrid de los excesos, donde aprendí a domar más de 100 desvaríos y a robar más de 1000 besos. Tengo el detalle de camuflar tu apellido, y quien lo quiera adivinar, que lo adivine, para nombrar a quien estoy agradecido. Pongamos que hablo de Martínez. Y aunque sé bien que con tu empaque de ala triste te da pudor la confesión de borrachera, creo que sabes que el regalo que me hiciste me cambió la vida entera. Creo que sabes que el regalo que me hiciste me cambió la vida entera. No somos más que otro bicho, ni nada menos que un bicho, dejándonos arrastrar por el viento del azar a su capricho. No estamos en otra liga, por más que la Biblia diga y lo queramos creer. Dejamos de tener boca y barriga,
y no tiene nada de malo. Pensemos que es un regalo ser del todo apenas una parte, y como el bicho en la flor aprender a vivir por amor al arte, amor al arte. Cobra lo que tengas que cobrar, pero hazlo por amor al arte. Pero no, no confundas precio con valor, amor al arte. No, el arte no es diferente de un pez a contracorriente o el perfume del jazmín. El arte es el comodín de la simiente, y de la simiente el bicho, yendo de la cuna al nicho, por designio del amor, que es la fuerza superior, todo se ha dicho. Y quitémonos el apodo de ser los dueños de todo, cada cual ondeando su estandarte, puestos a elegir mejor, elijo morir de amor, amor al arte, amor al arte. Cobra lo que tengas que cobrar, pero hazlo por amor al arte. Pero no, no confundas precio con valor, amor al arte. Lápiz y papel, nada mejor que hacerle el amor al arte. Lápiz y papel, nada mejor que hacerle el amor al arte.